On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, August 15th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
But I am president and he's not going to mess around with me.
All eyes on Alaska for Trump-Putin summit and Fine Gael to discuss replacing Mairead McGuinness for presidential campaign. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says Vladimir Putin won't mess around with me ahead of the two presidents' summit in Alaska about the war in Ukraine later. The White House has floated the idea of further talks to discuss ending the conflict, this time involving Vladimir Zelensky and other European leaders too. The Kremlin claims Donald Trump has made energetic and sincere attempts when it comes to peace talks. Former NATO Deputy Secretary General Rose Guttermüller says America must stand firm.
Trump himself is going to have to be prepared not to continue with this bromance that he's had with Putin. He does seem to have this notion that this is a trial meeting to see if Putin is really serious or not.
The Fine Gael Executive Council will meet in the coming days to discuss its options for a presidential nominee. It follows Mairead McGuinness's shock decision to withdraw from the race. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
Fine Gael's Director of Elections, Agricultural Minister Martin Hayden, says the party will be meeting to discuss the next steps. It follows Mairead McGuinness's decision not to contest the presidential election due to health reasons. She was the party's sole contender for the nomination after MEP Sean Kelly ruled himself out. Fine Gael were set to formally launch McGuinness's campaign in September. Now the party will look for a possible replacement for the former European Commissioner. The change blows the presidential race wide open, with independent Catherine Connolly now the only nominated candidate.
A migrant support organisation is calling for government action following racially motivated attacks across the country. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan said yesterday many of the recent attacks on members of the Indian community appear to have been carried out by young people. Dura CEO John Lannan is urging the government to take a strong stance.
A lot of the racism that people experience isn't physical. It's verbal. It's written in some cases. It may happen as they take a walk in a park or they're going to school. We need to ensure that everybody in a position of leadership addresses the racism that's creeping into society across the board.
Flights could be hit by a strike by baggage handlers in Spain today. Passengers with Ryanair may be impacted by the start of the rolling industrial action. Handlers will repeat the strike every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday until the end of the year. People are being urged to be sun smart, with temperatures expected to be in the 20s this weekend. 160,000 fans are expected at the Oasis gigs in Croke Park tomorrow and Sunday, and members of the public are being reminded to wear sunscreen, shades and hats. Dr. Trina McCarthy, a consultant in public health medicine with the HSE, says sunburn is a sign of severe radiation damage.
Don't try and get a suntan, I suppose, is the most important thing. Anything you're doing to try and get a suntan is causing damage in your skin, and sunburn itself is obviously a sign of severe radiation damage. So doing your best to avoid getting sunburn. I think, to be fair, a lot of people aren't going out looking to get sunburned and they get caught out. So it's avoiding that by being prepared, following the five S's in the first place.
It's 2 years today since the infamous IT glitch, which allowed people to withdraw cash from ATMs without money in their accounts. A problem with the Bank of Ireland app resulted in huge queues at cash machines when people mistakenly thought they were getting free money. Financial advisor Paul Merriman from Ask Paul says it blew up on social media.
that news kind of broke that even. There was actually guards standing at some ATMs that were getting hammered that night. So yeah, a big glitch. And I think, like I said, the bank handled it well and they gave people 6 months interest free to pay it. I'd say there's still people out there that maybe haven't paid it back and are dodging the bank. So I think Bank of Ireland definitely would have felt a bit of pain and written off a little bit of that money, truth be told.
And in sport, in soccer, Shamrock Rovers have marched on in their quest for a second successive appearance in the Conference League's group stage. Stephen Bradley's side were 4-0 winners over Balkany in Tallaght Stadium last night. They progressed 4-1 on aggregate. It sets up a playoff with the Portuguese side Santa Clara. Stephen Bradley says his players were excellent.
Yeah, it was a special night, a special performance. We all knew we had to go up some levels on last week. The players knew that, we knew that as a group. And tonight they were outstanding, you know, from first minute to last. Everything about them, they look like a top side tonight, and a really, really special night in Tallaght.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.